Did you remember to save all of your files?
Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 064. Wow, we have a great long show lined up for you tonight, so you need to strap in for about 2, maybe 3 hours. We got plenty of information here. Just kidding about the 2 to 3 hours thing. I'm just hoping that we get it in under one today. I got a lot of content trying to make up for all the other lackluster shows that I've been putting together recently. But first off, we'd just like to mention that the Caffeination is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So how's everybody out there doing? Slurring our words a little bit tonight, but a little bit excited, as you might expect. The day is getting closer and closer. Jen's due date is actually this Saturday the 16th, and her birthday is tomorrow. So we're figuring that the kid's going to be a bit of a breaker and come out tomorrow, because if my wife loves nothing else during the year, it's her birthday. She considers it a national holiday, and, you know, I'm inclined to agree, because I know there'd be some serious trouble if I ever forgot it. But I think we did a good job this year taking care of her. But, you know, just want to make sure that she doesn't feel, left out or anything this year, because the baby's going to be born around this time. And I know she's feeling not too good right now, so we're going to try and keep cheering her up. So we'll see how this all works out. Let's see what else has been going on. Oh, yeah, all of her favorite shows are back online, or back on TV, so that means that I get that much more time either with PlayStation, Xbox 360, or the computer. So we're recording at a nice early 9:22 in the PM tonight, as opposed to our usual 11:30, 12 o'clock, because she's been watching Dancing with the Stars and America's Next Top Design, I don't know, Project Runway, that was the other one. So, Dancing with the Stars is when I was putting all the information together, and I walked upstairs just in time to see Tom Jones singing. And you know what? I remembered what Tom Jones looked like, or at least what I thought he looked like. Now he has this really scary, like, bad Spock kind of goatee going on, so I don't know about anything. I quickly told her what I had to tell her and made my way right back down into the lair. So, yeah, we're just trying to get out in one piece of this TV season. We do not agree on TV shows at all. I pretty much only watch Lost and couple of cartoons, and she watches, I don't know, she has like 10-15 shows she follows regularly, so just try and stay out of her way, you know what I mean, guys? Alright, let's see what else we got on tap for today. Today we have a whole huge heap and helping of the tech tidbit section, a little bit of general info to round out your work week, and as always, we have just a little bit of caffeinated bits on today's show. Give you a little bit of a kick in the pants, you know, get you on your way. It's been getting harder and harder to find coffee-related news stories and everything. I mean, you know, I'm not going to be reporting every time somebody says coffee causes cancer, coffee lowers cholesterol, coffee raises cholesterol. You know what? It raises my blood sugar, my blood pressure when you start talking about this kind of stuff. I like the fun stories about coffee. I'm not a real big fan of all the gloom and doom stuff. So as soon as I find a fun story, maybe interview a cool person about some coffee things, then we'll get back into the more heavy coffee-related stuff. So, all right. First up, from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, we have an instrumental number from a crazy band called Psycho Soul. Now, again, back, we're in the funk category, just because, I don't know, I'm feeling a little bit funky lately. Like a lot how this sounds, so we're just going to throw this one down there, see what you like about it. This is called Stop and Go by Psycho Soul and the PodSafe Music Network. So, enjoy. Thank you. Again, that was the band Psycho Soul and their lovely little funk number called Stop and Go. So, all right, how's everybody out there doing? Hope you're all having an enjoyable day. We had to actually turn the audio down a little bit because I think my voice was clipping a little bit in the last segment, which is to say that when you look at it kind of like a spectrogram, my voice was going over the top. So if it sounds a little funky in the first half, I apologize there. All right, we're going to move right along here. First off, we'd just like to give you a little bit of information about our show. So in case you're listening to this podcast on the stream over at the Tech Podcast Network, you can find it at www.caffination.com. That's caffination.com. Our email address for comments, suggestions, hate mail, or whatever is caffeination@gmail.com. And you can send little notes over at MySpace at myspace.com/caffeination. And our personal blog is www.puzzlepiecepro.com/blog. All right, well, now that that's out of the way, and I'd like to welcome all of our new listeners, because we have been getting more and more. This is pretty cool, seeing the stats go up rather steadily over the past couple weeks. Maybe it's because people are coming back to school. Hello, welcome. Thank you for joining and trying this out. And for all of our continuing listeners who stuck around through thick and thin, long and the short of everything, hi, and thank you very much for sticking around. Thank you for all the comments and stories you sent in. All right, so let's see what we got here in the tech tidbits section. All right, first off, right off the bat, I got a new computer in work these past... couple days. It actually came in maybe 3 days ago. Probably came in before that. Nobody told me. Now, I've been working on this POS that's probably from around 2000, 2001. Yeah, it had dual burning 950 megahertz processors. Yeah, it wasn't even a gigahertz yet. And I was running at 128 megs of RAM until I stole 128 megs of RAM out of another computer from the lab. And bumped it up to a screaming 256. Wasn't even able to install the later versions of Photoshop on it. And I'm sitting here trying to, you know, produce graphics and do audio manipulation on it. Just was not having anything of the sort. So campaigned a little bit to get a new workstation, and my boss graciously allowed me to get a, quote, kick-ass machine. So, Gene, if you're listening, thank you very much. That lovely machine. I'm going to be benchmarking it over the next couple days, and I'll tell you exactly how it operates, everybody. This machine is a Dell Precision workstation, very spiffily made. It actually has a metal kickstand. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these. I'm probably going to try and take a picture of it and show you. But it has the normal tower, but there's this metal bracket that fits around the bottom of it. So it's like a monolith. I mean, this thing is huge. I mean, I half expected to see a sign that says, "Welcome to the Eviscerator," when you opened it. I mean, it was just awesome. And then, yeah, it has dual processors, 3.2 gigahertz each, 4 gigs of RAM, 250 gig hard drives. This thing is stacked top to bottom. And one of the things that I'm most excited about is it has a real spiffy video, It has a nice video card, but it has a real spiffy sound card. So I was expecting all kinds of crazy inputs and outputs, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to be able to plug in the mixer for doing the podcast and work, and this is going to rock out hardcore. Yeah, it pretty much has the same stuff that's on the back of my computer at home. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it works perfectly fine and everything. Might need one more adapter to make it the ideal podcast setup, but still, all in all, it's a burning machine. It's so much faster. I mean, I don't think I've ever made this kind of quantum leap in computing before. I mean, I had always, you know, kind of incrementally upgraded things, but this is the first quantum leap, so to speak, so... All right, on to our actual news for the day, as opposed to just gloating over a new machine. But apparently this week was huge for Apple. Apple, after a somewhat lackluster showing 2 months ago at their little Apple Day, the Worldwide Developers Conference, they decided to throw something down. It's called It's Showtime on September 12th. So that would be yesterday if you're listening to the show tonight on Wednesday, or, you know, just basically on Tuesday of this week. But so they debuted a couple new products, a couple oohs, a couple ahs, a couple eh. You know what I mean? All right, so we're just going to run down the list real quick. They threw out the new iPod Nano. Now, these things are pretty sweet, I have to admit. They're bringing back colors, which I never understood completely why they took them out. But they're doing the... that you can tell how much money I spent on this thing just by looking at it thing. I mean, if you look at the new MacBook Pros, if you see somebody who has a black MacBook Pro... they bought the most expensive kind. It's the most powerful, the whole nine yards, but that's the only kind you can get black in. So it's a status symbol, as everything seems to be with Apple with certain things. All right, so the 2-gig Nano is... or, sorry, the 1-gig Nano, I believe, is... no, there is no 1-gig Nano. Ignore me completely. The 2-gig Nano is aluminum, and the 4-gig Nano is one of six bright colors. And then the 8-gig Nano, yes, an 8-gig Nano, is pitch black. So I think you can get a black 4. I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't really put that much stock into trying to figure out exactly their color scheming versus price. But apparently black's supposed to mean expensive now, after all the, everything else they've produced over the past 5 to 10 years has been white. So who knows? Still interesting little design choice there. I like the way they messed around with the Shuffle. Now, I know a couple people who had had Shuffles before, and they hated them. I mean, they really didn't know why they had spent $99 on this thing that had no screen, which they still didn't fix, and you couldn't kind of pick the order of the playlist or anything. You just threw a random section of your songs in there. I mean, I could see that. I could do the same thing, just putting it on random and burning the first 15 songs to a CD, you know? But still. The new Shuffle, which Jobs debuted as the smallest MP3 player in the world, not entirely true. There are other smaller MP3 players in the world, but still, Steve Jobs said it, so it must be true, right? All right. What this thing looks like is a giant postage stamp. So it looks a little bit bigger than a postage stamp. It's about 0.5 inches thick. So it's about a half inch thick. And from what I can tell, has a clip actually designed to hook right onto, or that either hooks right onto the back of the thing, or is part of the actual unit. So you can use it to wear it on clothes and things like this. It's supposed to be unbelievably light and has a whole new spiffy, earphone design. Probably still this trademark white earphones, and I don't know if they're actually selling black ones to go with the black machines, but still. They have a new 6G iPod video. The thing that I'm upset about this is they keep adding more and more and larger content, but they took away FireWire. Now, wife bought the 5G, the video iPod, and I still had the 4G. I was a little upset at first, because, hey, mine didn't even have color. And then I looked at hers, plugged it into the computer, and said, "I'm sorry, you can't use a FireWire connection." What? Isn't Apple, like, the champion of FireWire? 90% of their stuff comes with FireWire ports and this, that, and the other thing? No. You can't use FireWire with that or the Nano. I mean, I could see not being able to use FireWire with the Nano. It's probably a space thing. But don't you think it's a little bit ridiculous that you can't use FireWire for anything other than charging for these machines that are supposed to be watching videos? It takes forever to transfer that stuff with USB. But still. The screen's a little bit bigger, it's a little bit brighter, and the battery lasts a little bit longer. Other than that, Apple's becoming kind of like a car company, if you know what I mean. Back in the day, back in the early 1900s, when Ford came out with the Model T, everybody's like, oh my god, this is unbelievable. This is like completely life-changing. This is awesome. Then, you know, years went on and Ford kept coming out with Model Ts. And then they kept coming out with slightly different Model Ts. And then finally you get into what we have now where a bunch of people are making cars. And there's only slight changes year to year. So I think that's what we're actually getting into with the iPod market here, the MP3 player. I mean, when they first came out, yeah, there were MP3 players before it. Yeah, there were vehicles before the Ford Model T, but this was the end-all and be-all of vehicles. So, I mean, it's a paradigm shift in the way that people thought about them, but people keep expecting this next huge jump, and it's just not happening. People keep envisioning a full-screen iPod where the screen is the entire thing so that you can watch videos in somewhat more of a normal fashion. You know what? If you're looking for that, it might be time to break down and buy a PDA, because Apple doesn't look like they're any closer to releasing one for you, which is another thing that I think they actually really should do, because they're just so ripe. All their people are so ripe for either a phone or a PDA-style thing, and I know they have no interest in either one, so I don't know. You have people hooked into every other aspect of their so-called digital life, but you don't want to work on connectivity and planning? I mean, come on. All right, I digress. Yes, Apple, as everyone suggested and as everyone kind of pointed out, the fact that Steve Jobs is now on the board at Disney because Disney bought Pixar, which Jobs also owns. iTunes now is offering movies anywhere from $9.99 per movie to $14.99, $12.99 if you pre-order movies. That's round as much as you pay for a cheap DVD, so I really don't understand the reason to go get it, other than, you know, stick your rear in the chair and not have to go outside, which, you know, I mean, I'm a geek, I have pale skin, the whole nine yards, but I don't really think that there's that much need to sit there and download a movie to watch only on your computer and pay that much for it, you know? I think the price point should have been a little bit lower, but then again, the movie studios probably balked at that. But here's the big problem with it. You can't watch these videos on TVs. There's no way to get this content from your PC or Mac to a TV. But then they did something that Apple never does. They announced a product before they were completed. They announced a product well before its product life cycle had been completed here. It's called the iTV, tentatively, and no other details other than the fact that it's going to cost $300 have come out. Basically, it looks like a shrunk Mac Mini. It appears to have no way you can hook a keyboard, mouse, or anything else in there, and it operates completely by remote. And we're thinking that it's just going to stream content directly from your Mac or PC. Well, we're hoping Mac or PC, because when the iPod first came out, you couldn't access it from a PC. So who knows, they might go down that route again. Bring back FireWire. All right, let's see what else. They also debuted iTunes 7, sorry for that. iTunes 7, of course, is the implementation of the store that allows you to sell movies and all that. Movies, by the way, are not high-def movies like all the Apple previews are if you go to QuickTime.com. No. They're the normal resolution that you would see on your TV, not even like DVD quality. Just for instance, a TV quality video is 640 by 480 resolutions. That's like the lowest possible resolution on most monitors. 640 by 480 is really crappy when you consider that the monitors that I'm working on right now are set to... Hold on one second. The computer has to think about what it's doing. 1280 by 1024. I mean, that's huge. Let's see what else. DVDs are actually set at like 740 by... Or, no, 8 something by, it's not 800 by 600. It's a different aspect ratio. It's a little bit longer. I forget exactly, but high def is anywhere from 1024 by 768 and up, and there's no support for that yet in iTunes. Also, iTunes did you a very large favor, apparently. If you remember, we talked a little bit about some people managed to crack the DRM on iTunes tracks so that you could copy your tracks onto things that were not Apple-owned and operated, so that, for instance, you could actually copy them onto a Zen jukebox or do whatever else you wanted with the music that you legally purchased. They fixed that bug for you so that you couldn't do that again. That was very nice of them, and they were very proud of the fact that, you know, nobody has ever cracked this. And, apparently the guys who work on that kind of software, it took them all of 8 hours and 4 minutes to come out with a fix for the fix. So if you manage to accidentally upgrade to iTunes 7.0, then there's a fix out that you can still use all those utilities to rip the music right back out. So I think more power to those kind of people. That's awesome. All right, now I want to talk a little bit about the links that we have up in here. Now, I just threw a bunch of links in there. I wasn't talking about anything specifically. Basically, the first two links on the Nano and the Shuffle, they show you the coverage from over at scifitech.com, I believe. Oh, no, sorry. The first two ones are from Engadget and then scifitech. Talk a little bit about the machines and what they did, the new updated ones, because I know everybody basically wants to see exactly what they look like. I mean, people are like, okay, yeah, great, Apple came out with some new stuff, so what exactly does it look like? Well, that's what those links are up there. And any of the news stories that I mentioned, there's also links up in there over at caffeination.com. But we're going to move on for more tech tidbits. Yes, we are not even done yet, and we just breached the 22-minute mark here. So, all right, there's two final things from Apple here, or Apple-related gadgets. First up, from sci-fi.com, blog.sci-fi.com, is a funky little contraption you can hook onto your iPod. It doesn't say what kind of iPod, but it's a breathalyzer. Yes, there's a breathalyzer that you can hook into the bottom of your iPod and tell just how drunk you are that you actually went out and bought a Journey song. So, and apparently it also doubles as an FM transmitter, so it you can now play the music on your car stereo when your buddy's driving you home. So, interesting little gadget and rather strange little thing, but might be good for cops who are out on the beat, all of a sudden see somebody who might not want to get into a car. Pull your iPod out, slap this thing in there. Yeah, sorry, buddy, you're a little bit over the legal limit there. You might want to hand me your keys and get in the back of my car. And then the next story we have up there is, I'm not going to go through all this because I think most intelligent people pretty much can see the writing on the wall, but there's a rather long blog over at CNET.com about Apple iTV, and it's the promise and the peril, that's what they call it. But I'm just going to boilerplate it for you here. I'm just going to break it down a little for you. Basically, he goes through the pros and cons of all the different things that Apple has done and what people are suspecting that this iTV will be able to do. So it's a really good read, and I don't want to just explode all over it and read everything straight out, because I hate that. I mean, more than people who read PowerPoint slides and stuff like that, I hate when people throw huge long articles up there and basically just read right out of it. I know I'm guilty of it from time to time, but still, trying to save you a little bit of time, but still let you know that it's there. The long and the short of his article is, without going into too many specifics, that, Apple basically revolutionized the way that people listen to music and people buy music online. But in the same breath that they did that, they also severely limited what people could do with their own legally purchased music. So what he's warning against is that they could do the same thing for movies. And there's been a couple other articles out there that basically said, Apple and TiVo are looking to go head-to-head, because you can already buy a la carte, TV shows from Apple, and now you're going to be able to buy old NFL games and watch them for, I think it's $2 a game. So if there's any game out there where your team of choice did particularly well, then you can be rest assured that you're going to be able to go online and break down footage like the pros. You know what I mean? All right. We have a couple other funny little things up here now, and then we're going to head on out of the tech tidbits section. Yeah, I know, we have had a ton of content today. All right, from over at Gizmodo.com, first of all, we have something called a Mopod. Basically, did you ever see anybody with those little tassels that hang off their cell phones? They can be like Winnie the Pooh, whatever else. I mean, they can, tiny little cute things. Basically made for like the teeny boppers and stuff like that. Well, this, it actually has a little use. Had you ever had your cell phone near your computer speakers right before somebody calls you and realized that the speakers started buzzing about 5 to 10 seconds beforehand? Well, what these do is there's these little, looks like tiny miniature snow globes with little creatures in them. One's a little devil, one's a little penguin with apparently some bling around his neck, and one's an incredibly sickeningly cute kitten. And apparently these things spin around and fly off the handle and, you know, gyrate all kinds of ways right before you're about to get a cell phone call or as you're receiving the call. So can't you just see it now? All the people sitting on their desks in grade school, the phones are safely tucked away in their bag on silent, but this little dude sitting in their pencil box spinning away and they know that mom or dad's trying to get a hold of them. A little bit less invasive, a little bit of an interesting concept, and they're like, oh yeah, this is just straight cute tech. Now, I actually think it's a pretty good idea. I mean, if you're in a meeting or something, wouldn't you rather have some kind of little doodad tell you that you were getting a phone call as opposed to just rocking out any other way? All right, so let's see what else we have. All right, apparently now you can download the Microsoft Vista RC1 and get a valid serial number for free. Now, I know many people don't understand exactly what this means. You know, like, okay, well, why wouldn't I get a valid serial number? Well, I mean, in general, Microsoft has not been very open with a lot of their betas. I mean, they'll let, you know, the Internet Explorers and the free software out, but they very rarely release just generalized free content, which is really an interesting idea. And I really enjoy the fact that they're actually going to do it, you know? So, yeah, sorry about that. I don't know if the audio actually slowed down there. But so you can head on over to this post that I have up there now, and you can try out your hand at downloading. You do have to register for it, but they will give you a serial number to try this, and apparently you can install Vista on up to 10 machines. A little word of warning here for you. This is beta software, so do not complain if there's huge gaping holes in it. Supposedly, RC1, or Release Candidate 1, is more than relatively stable at this point, so it's an interesting little exercise. I know people have commented on it before, but we just wanted to throw it out there and make sure people knew about it. So if you wanted to try the next version of Windows, one of the things that I'm actually thinking of trying to do, honestly, is throw it on a machine around here and see if I can hook up with the Xbox 360, because that's going to be one of the supposed new features for Microsoft Vista. I mean, already I can stream my music that's not iTunes or anything. You can stream the music from this computer down here and stream my pictures from the computer down here. But what I wanted to do was actually stream videos, stream, you know, episodes of shows that I had downloaded, you know, just any old video that you had on here. If you had a collection of humorous videos that you had laying around, which I actually happen to have for some odd reason. Yeah, you want the Star Wars kid? I got the Star Wars kid. That's that kind of stuff. I mean, I have kind of like a little memory vault in there, so if I wanted to watch those on my TV upstairs, it turns into a production. I have to put everything on the laptop or hook the external hard drive up to the laptop, wander upstairs. It just gets out of hand. So hopefully this Microsoft Vista is actually going to go through with it, doing it the right way. So, all right, and let's see what else we have. Oh, yeah, Microsoft released a new peripheral. They have a 2-megapixel webcam. Yes, now this is a high resolution for webcams. It's like almost pure video quality. It's relatively good. But here's the thing. It takes 7.2 megapixel snapshots. That's huge. That's bigger than my digital camera. I mean, that's bigger than most people's digital cameras at this point. So, and the crazy thing about this webcam is going to be under $100. So, I mean, the price point for that is insane. They have a couple other things that they're debuting. Like the hardware division over at Microsoft is rocking it out lately. I mean, they supposedly released 9 different pieces of media out, or different, sorry, completely lost my train of thought there. They supposedly released 9 different peripherals out in the past, like, week and a half. One of them's, like, this ultra-rechargeable, high-tech, wireless keyboard that you can just plug in when you're not using it. It's backlit, the whole 9 yards. But the thing is, that one's $250. Then they have this ultra-high-tech, rechargeable mouse that's, like, $100. And when I saw what the specs for this, sorry, I'm playing with the volumes, as you can probably hear. When I saw the specs for this webcam, I'm like, oh my god, this thing's gonna be like $600-$700. And I mean, at that point, it's not a webcam, it's a freaking video camera. So I was like, all right, you know, I have no interest at all in spending that kind of money. And then I look, and it's only gonna be $100. Now, the real trick will be if you're gonna be able to take this thing and plug it into the Xbox. Now, that will be cool, because I mean, they're already coming out with the Xbox Vision camera. I actually did the little quote thing in the air if you couldn't actually hear it. So, they're coming out with the Xbox Vision camera. I already tried to hook my little crappy webcam up to that to see if I could get anything to come through. And didn't have anything. But I might try it again in a little bit, see if that works. Because I think they released an update to the Vision software, but still. And the last thing that we have for the Tech Tidbits section today, the final story, which has taken us up over the 30-minute mark with Just Tech... Just tech-related goodness. We have a beer tech update. Now, if you remember, a little while ago, we had the story about the beer cans where you twist to cool, and then we had another one where that you could put beer in a bottle, and then the outer layer of the bottle, the outer film, when placed in the sun, would actually cool the beer down, which I thought was awesome. Well, apparently somebody has a fascination with beer, other than myself, that is, and they came up with an interesting little design for pitchers. I mean, basically you invert the pitcher and there's a hole straight down the middle that you fill with ice, and then you pour the beer on top of it and it doesn't mix the ice with the beer. I mean, I never really cared if the ice mixed with the beer too much. I mean, that's just more beer to go around. I mean, a lot of the times, most of those pitchers are drinking Coors Light anyway, which is pretty much the same thing as water, but still. Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't seem to really be a high-tech solution there. I've seen those little frosty mugs with all the gel in the sides. I've seen them for years. So, I mean, that's more high-tech than this. I mean, this is just a somebody putting ice in a Tupperware container and dropping it in the middle of the beer. That just means less room for beer. I don't know about anybody else, but still. I don't know why it was on a technology blog, but still. All right, we're going to do the general info, and then we're going to send you off with a little bit of music to end out the show. And actually, sorry, we have the caffeinated bits as well. So we're probably just going to lump everything in right here, then send you off with the music, and hope you have a good night. All right, our general information here tonight, if you missed it at the beginning of the show and you're listening to this show over at the stream at the Tech Podcast Network, then you can find it at the Caffeination Podcast is located at, rather, www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. And our email address for comments, suggestions, whatever else you feel like throwing at us is caffeination@gmail.com. MySpace account's over at myspace.com/caffeination, and our personalized blog is over at puzzlepiecepro.com/blog. All right, fancy yourself a host? Well, the lads from over at the Global Geek Podcast, specifically David Gray, is looking for another host for the Global Geek Show. So if you think you can do what I do and what he does, it doesn't really take a lot of expertise. All you really need is a mic on your end and a Skype account, which is free because, I mean, he's in Australia. You're here, sir, wherever you happen to be downloading this show. We have listeners from all over the world. We have listeners from Israel. We just had our first listener from, where was it? I think we had our first listener from Argentina, so we have a whole new hemisphere opened up to the Caffeination Podcast. So if you think you could do a good job of hosting a tech-related show and a geek culture-related show, head on over to the GlobalGeekPodcast.com, or sorry, that's GlobalGeekPodcast.com, and just read Dave's little post over there, and you can listen to some of the episodes that he and Sebastian did. Both of them are great guys, had a good time with them, and sometime in the upcoming future, if he hasn't found a host yet, I'm actually going to be helping Dave out and doing a show or two with him, so I'll stay tuned for that, and I'll let you know if that happens and when it's going to happen, but alright, that's about enough on that. This show is proudly listed over at blueberry.com. That's B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. It's a social podcasting network site. It's all about the it's all about shows asking to be listed and linking friends and other shows that they listen to, so that way you get a good idea of the kind of shows you're listening to, and the and if you like one, you might like another one, so you can just kind of follow through. It's an interesting little site. You head on over there. This is probably going to be one of the last times we ask you, probably this time and then the next time. Just round it out. It's Caffeination 65. We have a survey up over on our website, caffeination.com. Down on the far right-hand side, you'll see Take 5. It's a big button that says Take 5. Just do us a favor. Please take a... survey for us. Yes, it's a market related survey. You don't have to give any identifying information or anything. We're just trying to find out the kind of products and services that you wouldn't mind listening to as a listener of this show. I mean, we are actively looking for sponsors and support so that we don't have to just continue shelling out money for this. It'd be nice to kind of break even. You know, I'm not looking for any great shakes. I'm not looking to conquer the world with my podcasting might, although that would be pretty cool. Still, just if you have the time, if you could head over there, we'd be mighty appreciative. And finally, a blog note. If you head on over to our blog at puzzlepiecepro.com/blog, you will see a little bit of interesting stories up there usually. I try and update almost once a day during the work week, but the past couple weeks it's been a little bit less often. But after every show, I always pick some topic that we talked about on the show and expand and expound upon it. These are all personal thoughts, not necessarily related to anything else. Just kind of interesting, kind of a side text to whatever else we talked about here on the show today. So if you enjoy thinking about that kind of stuff and you might want to head over there and just try it out, you can head on over to puzzlepiecepro.com/blog. All right, in our caffeinated bits section today, my brother-in-law Steve brought over a wonderful confection from the Ben & Jerry's company. It's called Vermonte Python. Now, first off, he picked it up because I happen to love British humor. I love Monty Python. And they have their own special brand. They are the Grateful Dead of comedy to some. You have to love them or hate them. There is no, they were all right. You know what I mean? So, he thought that was cool. And I had introduced him to some of the Monty Python skits, and he likes them too. So, he's like, all right. And then I looked down at the ingredients, and lo and behold, it had coffee in it. So I was like, all right, thanks for sending it on over. Apparently it's coffee liqueur ice cream with a chocolate cookie crumb swirl and fudge cows, or fudge and caramel cows. It was absolutely to die for, nice and high, nice and buzzing on it right now. That and the fact that I have a nice, tall, clear mug of coffee in front of me. Still need to buy the new filter. Still has a weird taste to it, but I'm drinking it anyway, damn it. All right, and next up, you know, I've had this coffee maker out in work. Now, I have two coffee makers in work. One was given to me by Jen's grandmother. She won it at a contest. She doesn't really drink too much coffee. She had one. So I took it into work. Makes a nice cup of coffee. It's the Windmere Drip Brew coffee machine. And then I had a tried and true ancient Mr. Coffee Maker. And I mean, this thing had like the tiny little analog clock on it and had like the old school alarm setting for when you wanted it to start brewing. Sorry about that, for when you wanted to start brewing. But, you know, I pulled it back out of storage in work and said, you know what, I'm going to bring it over to the caffeination lair. I'm going to bring it downstairs and set it up right next to my little portable grinder that I have down here. And I'm going to be able to make coffee just for the show. Just, you know, small batches so that I don't have to clean out the Cuisinart grind and brew. Because that's the only big problem I have with that machine. The fact that it takes filters and I forgot to get extra ones beforehand is irritating me a little bit. But after every time you make coffee, you have to open everything up, clean everything all out, and it's just kind of a pain when you just want to have a quick little cup of coffee. And tonight I really wanted to have a nice quick little cup of coffee, but after I'm done recording the show, I got to go upstairs and clean the thing out. So had to stay nice and caffeinated for today's show. By the way, at 8 o'clock this evening, I started downloading Vista, the RC1 candidate, and as of right now, which is 9:58, almost 10 o'clock p.m., 2 hours later, we have 610 megabits downloaded. Thank you, Comcast, and your high-speed internet connection. I've seen the benefits of their so-called power boost every once in a while. You know, like sometimes downloads, which had previously been at like 78 kilobits a second, now they're up to 112 on this download, probably because it's also kind of popular. But I've seen it go up to like 250k a second. It was like, whoa. I mean, it just blew. It blazed download. So I was like, I'm kind of hoping that this is going to do it after I'm done uploading the show and everything else, that, you know, I'm just going to let the computer run all night and hopefully it's going to finish up nice and early, and then the computer will go to sleep. But still, neither here nor there. The only thing we have left to do for this show, which has now breached the 40-minute mark yet again. I have been babbling nonstop these past couple shows. But still, hopefully it's all been interesting to you. And thank you again, everybody, for listening to my banter throughout the day. So here you are from the PodSafe Music Network, the song, or the band, The Mob Stories, and their song, Lost Opportunities. I just like the way this whole thing sounds, so enjoy. Again, here's from the PodSafe Music Network, The Mob Stories, and their song, Lost Opportunities. Again, that was The Mob Stories and their song Lost Opportunities. I pretty much thought I was safe with that one because anytime you hear the word get your booty shaken, it's pretty much a guarantee that you're probably not going to hear too many bad words in the song, because there's so many other words for booty that you could have used. And I especially like any song that ends up with that chicka chicka chicka. So, all right, thank you everybody for listening to the Caffeination Podcast. You can find this podcast over at www.caffeination.com. All right, thanks for listening, everybody, and stay caffeinated, people.